Hello, this is DJ Renato Creative. I decided to keep this show raw. It's just like if I was on YouTube or whatever. It's not perfect because I wanted to give you guys the raw motivation, and I do want to keep everything in this episode. So this episode is raw. I hope you get inspired from this, and thank you for listening to the podcast. Hello, this is DJ Renato Creative, and you're listening to the podcast, and this is the Renato Creative Show. Thank you for listening to this podcast. No matter what you listen on, please subscribe to this podcast so you can get notification every time I upload a new episode. I want to bring you the hottest entertainment news, plus we're going to have a lot of great exclusive interviews and more. So today we're going to talk about motivation. We're going to talk about dealing with people who always want to put you down. It could be your family members. It could be people who you grew up with in school. It could be any of that. You know, they always have something to say about you, and you're not going to have a lot of support from them. Do not let that discourage you, because when you're dealing with people, they have their goals. They have their dreams. Sometimes they may hate that you are pursuing your dream, and they might put you down because you are doing more than they are doing. So there is people who would definitely put you down. They will bring up your mistakes from in the past. They're going to talk about whatever you did in the past that was wrong to try to bring you down, and bring it up all the time. That is something that could really happen when you're dealing with family members or people who know you. Be like, hey, remember back in the day when you did this? So that is a major part of being an entertainer, working in the music industry, or dealing with people as a comedian or anything else. Your family members may not be your supporters because they know you. They know you when you was a little kid. They remember you when you, especially if they older siblings, they remember when you had a snotty nose and all this other stuff, and they're going to hold it against you. So I got some cousins and family members. I don't really expect them to support my stuff, but shout out to the ones that do support this podcast, my mixed shows, and all this other stuff. So I'm lucky. I'm blessed to have some family members that do support, and my immediate family, my sister, my mom, they actually support what I'm doing. My mom actually bought me a keyboard and actually would buy me cameras. So she motivated and basically helped me get my career started as a photographer, as a podcaster. We didn't know what podcast was back then. As a podcaster, host, radio show DJ, and a DJ. My mom actually, and a music producer, my mom basically encouraged me to be creative. I grew up very poor, poverty, grew up in the projects, and we didn't have a lot of money, but my mom sacrificed so that she could get stuff for me so that I could be creative. And also she would buy me radios, cassettes, CDs, DVDs, and stuff that really kept me going. I didn't really watch a lot of TV unless it was about the music industry. I used to watch, you know, BET all the time, because back in the day, BET and MTV played music. So those are the main programs that I would watch. But, you know, I also wanted to get into film directing and film production. So I did watch HBO, Cinemax, and some TV shows also. But TV was not my main priority because I was more focused on the music industry. So recently I had this guy who I was working with putting together stuff, and he would always bring up my past. So that reminded me of what would happen. This guy is not my relatives, but when you're dealing with relatives, do not hold it to them if they're bringing up your past. If they're bringing about, you know, stuff that you did wrong. There's people that can be haters also that will bring up the stuff that you did wrong, because they might want to be in the position that you are in, and they might want to have what you have, and so they're going to bring up. So there's somebody who might be hating on me for this podcast, and you know, they might want to create a podcast, but they don't know how to create the podcast. They don't have the confidence to create a podcast, or they could hate on me because I have a radio show. And not just me, it could be hating on you because of whatever progress you have done. So don't let that hold you back. Definitely, sometimes you have to cut people off and keep moving on, especially when they have negativity and they always throw in negativity. Like this guy, he never shared anybody else's content unless it's like his family members. You know, I work with strangers and I share strangers' content. I'm creating content everywhere. I'm doing all the social media stuff, going into, you know, rooms and networking. I network my butt off, posting podcasts, doing radio shows consistently, mix shows consistently, putting out magazines, and all of this I am doing while fighting cancer. I had stage 4 cancer and was still going, but this guy was definitely always putting me down and bringing up my past, and I just had to cut him off because I'm trying to move forward. I don't want to think about the past. I don't want to think about yesteryears and all the mistakes that I made. The mistakes, it's okay to, you know, kind of recognize what mistakes you made so that you can keep moving, but you don't need to hear all it about it, because I do so much I don't even think about what I did yesterday, because I'm moving. And when you're productive and you're a mover and a shaker, and you don't have to be a celebrity or, you know, somebody that's really famous, you don't think about some of the stuff that you do because you are too busy putting out content. I got content everywhere. Content from books to publications to articles. Last year I wrote at least 150 articles, did these podcasts, put out at least 100 and more podcasts, radio shows on Mixcloud. So I'm busy, I am working, I'm grinding, and I'm consistent with the audio and stuff. I put out the magazines quarterly, and that's how I do it. I do the magazines quarterly. I'm usually the only writer for the magazine, and I have to make sure that the quality is quality. I want people, since I'm an independent magazine, I want people to open up the magazine and think about the big magazines with all the money. I want them to look at it, and most times when people look at Inspired Magazine or go to the Inspired Magazine website, they are like, wow, because the quality is just as good as the major magazines. But you know, I kept hearing negativity from this person about the way I was putting out the magazines, and I'm doing 100 other things. I'm being sarcastic, not 100 other things. I'm doing so many other things that ties into promoting the magazine. So if I'm doing a mix show, I'm running a radio station, I'm doing Mixcloud, I'm on Jams 99.3 FM, I'm doing this podcast, it all is promoting the magazine. It's growing the magazine because it all ties into Inspire Radio. And then we have the advertisement in the magazine. So don't let people hold your past over you. Do not let people discourage you. Keep doing what you're doing. Again, cut off, block people that are harassing you and people who are basically bringing up your past. You don't have to deal with it. Even if they claiming that they are trying to help you, sometimes when they claiming that they're trying to help you, it could be hate for you or jealousy, or they might want to be in the position where you are. Never think that your position that where you are is not too small. You may not think about your position and you might want to be in another level, but then somebody could be looking at you because they haven't started at all. You know, they are procrastinating. They are not releasing songs you might be releasing songs. They are not releasing songs. They might want to DJ or have a radio show, but they don't have the capacity or the passion to do so. They might want to own a magazine, but they don't know how to start the magazine and may not be able to do a good magazine and may not have the, you know, time to do all of this. Well, they have the time. You can make time. And also, if you are working a 9-to-5, you definitely got to make time for your stuff. And I do recommend that you go and make your stuff. I had a guy that I used to work with. He would do, you know, 12 hours or more shifts at a factory. And then he would go home and would work on beats for 2 hours because his passion is music production. He grew up, his father, his guy named, I'm gonna tell you guys the guy name. His name is Clinton Powell Jr. He grew up doing music. His father was a musician, and his uncles was musicians, and he grew up doing music, and that is his passion. He loved music. And so if you can work 9-to-5 for somebody else's dream, you always need to put that passion back into your dream. And so that's why I really admire him and respect him, because when he would get off work, he would do his music production until he went to sleep. I used to work at night shift at Food Line, and I would get off work and I would do my podcast every Thursday. My podcast was every Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. That's how I got started doing podcasts like this. And I would do it every week on Thursday. And that taught me how to, when I got to Clubhouse, I was able to do the Model Connect every day and do mix shows every day. It taught me how to have discipline in doing stuff like that. So we did it every day. But also having people around you to help is also a great thing also. So we had other people who could take the spot if I had to do anything else. So that's another thing. You need to have teamwork and a mind of sharing and giving. You do not want to just be selfish and only think about how it can be doing stuff can benefit you and your people. So that was another problem that I had to deal with this guy. He was only worried about him and his people when, you know, everybody that's involved in the magazine need to benefit also. So that's just something that was on my heart. Definitely want to encourage you. Hope that is motivation to you. And again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you can get inspiration like this. And you can get all the entertainment news, exclusive interviews. I interview amazing artists, models, comedians, and more. So you definitely want to subscribe to this podcast. You can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Podcasts, and more. If you have an Audible account, you can listen to this podcast also on Audible. So definitely make sure you listen to it. Check out our website, inspireradio.com. Again, inspireradio.com. It's a 24-hour live radio station. We got your latest entertainment and music news. So how you spell inspire is inspireradio.com. inspireradio.com. And also, if you would like to advertise on this show, you may. Only thing you have to do is contact us on the website. Click the little contact button. It will also be in the show notes so that you can contact us and you can get your interview on this radio station. Or you can also get a feature in the magazine. So, again, never let nobody stop what you are doing. Never let nobody discourage you. And definitely don't listen to them when they bring up past mistakes that you made, because you are learning every day. Everybody is learning every day and growing every day and improving every day. So, you know, like the podcast that I did two or three years ago is not going to be as good as the podcast that I do today, because I am better. The mixtapes that I did 2 years ago, it's not going to be as good as the mixtapes I do today, because I'm more seasoned at doing mixtapes. I know a little bit better. Plus, we got more technology, new technology. So I don't want to go back and think about the mixtapes that I did in 2006. Sometimes it's good to go back and listen to your mixtapes if you were up and coming DJ, or your podcast when you are up and coming DJ, so that you can listen to the mistakes, find your mistakes. But also, you don't want to just dwell on your mistakes, because sometimes your mistakes can hinder you. So you just want to keep going. And also, even with the magazines that I made in 2012, 13, 14 is not as good as the magazines that I do today. The magazines that I do today, the magazine, the cover is quality is better. The articles is better. I'm a better writer. I have improved so much as a writer. And I'm also, you know, featuring better models. You know, we got, as you improve, you get access to a lot better content. And that is just how it is. And no diss to the people who I featured and stuff before. But, you know, being more seasoned and having a more quality, you attract more quality. Again, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This is DJ Renato Creative. Make sure you check out my Linktree, linktree.com/Renato Creative. Check me out on Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/Renato Creative for the mixtape. Sorry, on this podcast, I cannot play commercial music, but I love Mixcloud. Mixcloud is great because they actually pay the songwriters and the artists. So make sure you follow me on Mixcloud. If you don't have a Mixcloud account, go ahead and make you a Mixcloud account. Mixcloud.com/Renato Creative. And also, once you get to my page on Mixcloud, you can actually become a member for $2.99. You can support this podcast and my Mixcloud. $2.99 will get you access to exclusive mix shows, exclusive podcasts, exclusive interviews, behind the scenes, exclusive music, and much more. So you only pay $2.99. Again, go to mixcloud.com/Renato Creative. Soon we will have merch. If you would like to book me for a show, the information will be in the show notes. If you would like to book me for your podcast or book me for a live show, definitely check that out. Inspired Magazine issue number 4 is out, but you can grab all issues available on MagCloud, Mixcloud, Magster, and Amazon. Only thing you have to do is go to inspiredradio.com/magazine, no S. inspiredradio.com/magazine, no S. INSPIR3radio.com/MAGAZINE. Again, you spell it INSPIR3radio.com/magazines. Thank you for listening to the show. Major shout out to Pretty Image, L'Oreal, Travis Sheehan, Kelly Cutthroat, and a lot more people. If I didn't say your name, I do want to give you a shout out. Please don't charge to my heart for me not remembering your name. Shout out to Poe, aka The Reality Check. Shout out to Jay Stone. Jay Stone just released a new song on my beat, OnlyFans. You can grab that song right now and listen to it on Mixcloud. It will be available on all streaming platforms. So that is Jay Stone, OnlyFans. Also D-Skills. Shout out to D-Skills. He just released a song called Get Money on the Get Money beat. So that is D-Skills, Get Money. Check out both of those songs produced by me. If you didn't know, I am a music producer. If you want to check out all my music, go to your favorite streaming platform. You can go to Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, AudioMac. And if you're in Africa, you can check out BoomPlay. And the only thing you have to do is search for Renato Creative. Renato Creative. And for some reason, people have a hard time spelling my name. It's R-E-N-A-L-D-O, creative. But I'm also put a link to SongWhip so that you can check out my music. Definitely check out my music because I got a lot of great beats in different genres. I have experimental music. And definitely make sure you buy the songs on Bandcamp, because on Bandcamp you will get bonus tracks and exclusive tracks. So my Bandcamp is RenatoCreative.Bandcamp, RenatoCreative.Bandcamp. And the reason I love Bandcamp, because they give you the high resolution file. You can use the Bandcamp app and you can enjoy your music through the Bandcamp app. And also with Bandcamp, what I love about it is Bandcamp give you different file formats. You can get the MP3, you can get the AIFF, you can get the WAV, you can get the OGG. You get so many file formats, from uncompressed to compressed, like MP3. And if you are not familiar with Bandcamp, that is a great place to get music. My music's also on Amazon and iHeartRadio, Pandora. If you got a subscription to Pandora Radio, you can listen to my songs on Pandora, Spotify. And also make sure you check out Inspire Radio. We have a live radio station playing music 24/7. We got a lot of great DJs and shows, talk shows on the radio station. Check that out. I created that when I got cancer. When I came out of the hospital one time, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't DJ. I couldn't write. So what I did is I created Inspire Radio. So definitely make sure you check that out. And again, I appreciate you for listening to this show. Thank you for listening to the show. This is DJ Renato Creative. I'm trying to think if anything else I want to say before we end the show. I think that's about it. Thank you for listening to the show. DJ Renato Creative signing out. I will see you the next time. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out the other podcast shows.